I just believe in the process, and we're going to win going through the process.
Now, Bills Mafia, it's time for the main event. So sit back and enjoy the show.
Bills Mafia, welcome to the Red, White and Buffalo Blue, the UK Bills podcast, Bills News with the UK twist, week 15, and it's the Panthers coming to town. Alex, welcome. How are you doing? How's everything going in your end, and what's going on?
Matt, what is your favorite biscuit to eat with tea?
Oh, God, there's too many. I'm partial to a Garibaldi and probably a custard cream.
Okay. So we just had packed up our house, and we had this moving company come, and we bought tea and biscuits for them. And the bourbon creams were the first to go.
Okay. Well, I could see that. So.
Yeah. I like those as well. And
you should be trying the Garibaldi's, mate.
I don't know if I've ever come across those, or I've ignored them the whole time I was here. I don't know about those.
Go to Tesco. Uh-huh. And in the biscuit section, you'll see a Garibaldi. It's pretty much just like a biscuit with like raisins in it.
Hard pass. Raisins are the worst. This country, besides in raisins, just raisins and sultanas and everything. Just stop it. They're disgusting. Awful.
Yeah, but no, I would say that Garibaldi's custard creams. I mean, let's put it on Twitter.
Custard creams are good too.
On Twitter.
They didn't
on Twitter. What's your favorite tea? What's your favorite biscuit for tea?
Yeah. The custard creams were the second most eaten. They left about half that packet, so I'm eating those straight now.
That's all right then. That's
but
good.
Yeah, I just have one more month left in this country. So
yes. One more month. I think I should just announce that we'll be then looking for a new host, won't we, for the show, new co-host.
Yep, I think that is the right thing to say and do.
So if there's anyone out there listening, fancies taking on Alex's role, give me a shout. Shall I send an audition tape?
I did not have to do that, so I don't think you should make anybody else do that.
Oh, I was waiting for the Britain's Got Talent thing.
It would be fun for you, but awful for everybody else.
Golden buzzer, you're in. Everyone else. No, it's going to be a changing of the guards. Hopefully we'll have you till at least the end of January to get the review show, get the season review out of the way and the awards out of the way, and then the tie is cut.
Hey, if they keep playing football, I'll keep doing shows, you know.
Okay, Super Bowl or bust.
Yep, that's what it is. That's what it is.
But
in order to make the Super Bowl, they have to make the playoffs. In order to make the playoffs, they don't have to win this game, which is crazy. The way the playoff simulators work is a lot of fun to mess with. But losing this game, they can still win the next three and get in. But hell, we want to run the table, right?
Yeah. Oh, definitely. I mean, you want
because there's still there's still a shot at the division.
Yeah, you go. The way it works, we've got to win out, and the Patriots just have to lose one other game,
mm-hmm.
which I can't remember who's on their schedule. They've got Colts.
Well, us. They lose us. Other game. Yeah. One other game other than that.
That
could be this week.
Yeah. So they've got what?
The Colts.
Us, the Jags, and the Dolphins.
Hey, the Dolphins are playing some inspired football right now.
And if they carry on as they are, then they could be in a hunt for a playoff. So,
yeah,
it's possible, but we've got to do our stuff and we've got to win out. I mean, the Falcons mm-hmm. and the Jets, I think the way it's going, we potentially can call those W's, but then we've seen this season, anything can happen. So it's really Patriots and then hoping they lose to tomorrow or against the Dolphins, because I can't see Jaguars actually being actually beating them unless they want to impress their interim head coach.
Yeah, no, that's the thing. I mean, with our loss to Jacksonville, that really just cements the any given Sunday mentality, especially this year in the AFC where everything is crazy. But this week, I don't want to say anything is possible because we're supposed to beat the Panthers, and we damn well better beat the Panthers. And what the biggest storyline, obviously, going into that game is Deion Dawkins, right? That and just the whole thing in general, like who will test positive before kickoff. That's going to be a crazy thing to monitor. Hopefully, you know, just like in Seinfeld, everybody, you know, is in a bubble, you know, try and keep them safe. We can't afford any more like players lost to COVID here. Losing Dawkins is already a challenge because even if he does test negative, who's to say he's feeling well? You know, there's no reports on if he's asymptomatic or not, but as a guy who already had it and now has tested positive again, I'm pretty sure he's not feeling well. But, you know, looking at this Carolina defense, they're a lot like what people say about our defense. They've only really played like three good offenses all year long. And that's a little bit of a stretch because I'm including Miami in that conversation. And they played Arizona without Kyler Murray. They got torched by Kirk Cousins and the Cowboys put 36 on them, but Dak only threw for 188. So I think that's like the game script that we need to have here. The defense forces some turnovers. Offense has short fields. Like that's kind of the game I'm expecting.
Yeah, I think looking at it, you're looking where the Panthers offense are on the stat line.
Yeah,
310 yards per game ranks them 26th. Pass yards, they do 200.9, which is 25th. Rush yards, they gain 109.7 to 18. Team points per game 19.8, so it's 24th, and even the whole narrative of Cam Newton actually returning to Carolina being that spark for the Panthers hasn't really happened. In the last two losses, he's turned the ball over five times.
Yeah,
they've switched between him and PJ Walker, and Matt Rule's come out and said that they will see both of them. Mm-hmm. And Newton is 3-0-3 as a team starter and lost his last 11 starts with Carolina, dating back to his previous time with it.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got this defense has really got that chance to really put the Panthers on the back foot and get them to throw more on there, because they've got no McCaffrey. He's out for the season. I mean, is it Chubba Hubbard?
Yeah,
is there a backup?
It's going to be a lot of him running. It's going to be a lot of Cam running, and if we can have Star in the lineup for this, and if we can stop that from happening and force them to throw, then that's going to be the key to victory here. Force Carolina to throw the ball.
I mean, their offensive line, the Panthers' offensive line has not been very good in the past, in pass blocking. And obviously they've lost Matt Paradis, their center. And they've just had miscommunication on that offensive line and missing their two starting guards as well. The fact that even if our defensive ends don't get that much pressure on the width, even though everything from left to right guard really for the Panthers is mix and match. This could be a game where Ed Oliver, and we've seen what he can now do up the middle, that if they've got, obviously they've lost their most experienced offensive line, they've lost their starting things, he can concentrate, if they can concentrate the attacks up the middle, then that could open up a lot more and maybe get Newton or PJ Walker out of their comfort zone a little bit and try and stop that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Definitely an Ed Oliver game, a Matt Milano blitzing game. You know, we said that, you know, when Trey White went down, that Tampa Bay is really going to be the only challenge for this secondary going forward. And I still believe that, even with DJ Moore and Robbie Anderson, the Panthers passing attack as a whole is broken. So those individual matchups don't bother me too much. It's really just on the other side of the ball that's the focus for me. I mean, here's a Carolina defense that, you know, fifth most blitzes in the league, highest QB pressure rate. Their defensive ends each have like 8+ sacks on the year. So these guys can get it done. A secondary that includes Stephon Gilmore. They don't have a lot of interceptions or pass defense, which to me indicates that they're getting to the quarterback and forcing bad throws where the DBs don't have to really knock down passes or even go for interceptions. So without Dawkins, I'm really worried about their front versus our front when we're on offense. And the Panthers are only an average team against the run, but honestly, I don't want to see us try that. You know, I don't want to see us lean on that. I want to see possibly what we did against Tampa Bay, where you use the short passing game as your run game. You know, work yak yards, you know, any run that averages 3 or 4 yards, but then there's always the potential to break one. So, you know, a short pass, a short screener to Diggs or a short crosser to Beasley. And then, you know, if they can spring it, that's kind of what you want out of your run game. We just do that via the pass. I don't think Allen's going to go over 300. I think this is going to honestly be like a tight game where the Bills offense, Dable really is going to have to game plan around the loss of Deion Dawkins. And I think it might be a pretty boring game, really frustrating game, but I still think that we come out on top because, like you said about Carolina, Cam Newton's a turnover machine. You know, they're 27th in pass yards, 30th in yards per play, and only slightly, and they're slightly below average in running the ball. They have the 6th worst turnover percentage in the league. So I think we get 2 turnovers in this game that give us a short field. But honestly, a lot of punts. 17-10 Bills is where I'm going on this one.
Okay. I mean, if we look at the Panthers defense, you obviously mentioned their stats on there. They are obviously only allowing 4.9 yards per play. Good for second best in the league.
Yeah.
Buffalo being the best in the league. They're 8th in points per games, and they're 6th best in points per drive. So it is going to be really a tough game. And when you've got Hassan Reddick and Brian Burns, they're two top sack machines on there, it is going to be a hard day. And the Panthers, they like to blitz. They blitz 32.5% of the time, leading to hurry sacks, hits, and all that. And they're first in pressures. And shockingly, well, I would say shockingly, I could not say shockingly, the Bills are in second place.
Yeah. No, I see, that's the thing. Like, I know we get pressure. It's just that you don't get sacks out of it. I mean, we've pressured quarterbacks to just step up in the pocket. It's because when we get pressure, it's usually only just one guy. And you can get away from one guy, no matter like what the quarter, unless you're Matt Ryan, but like he's the most statuesque quarterback probably in the league out there. But any other quarterback, you just take one slide to your left or one slide to your right. I mean, you saw Tom Brady get pressured and then run it. It was embarrassing. But, you know, to talk about Carolina's defense, let me give you their list of opponents this year. And you tell me what's a good offense. The Jets.
No.
The Saints.
But when was this? Was this the
first? It was week 2. They put up 26 on them. Carolina beat the Saints 26-7. So the Saints, not a good offense.
Houston. Okay. No.
Dallas.
Yeah, they're good. They've got a good offense.
Yep, and they put up 36 on them. The Eagles.
They got a serviceable offense. I wouldn't say it's one of the best ones, but it's better than the first three.
Yeah, it doesn't, they don't scare you though. The Vikings.
No. Vikings, if they had Cook for it,
yeah,
I would probably say that would be a good offense.
Yeah, like that's the game where Kirk Cousins threw for over 300 on him. The Giants.
No.
Falcons.
No.
Patriots.
Yes and no.
Ugh. The Cardinals without Kyler Murray.
Well, they were out if they were out DeAndre Hopkins as well, then
yeah.
Yeah. Without those two, yeah, that's mm-hmm. That's not yeah. very
Carolina
good.
Won that game 34-10. Washington.
They're mid. I wouldn't say they're rubbish. They've got
I would say their offense is absolutely below average. In Miami.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, in Miami put up 33 on them. So, you know, their defense hasn't played a strong offense. And when they play an offense that's just above average, they get beat and they get beat handily. So,
Well,
if
they do like to play,
come out and play like they did in the second half of the game against Tampa Bay, then this game is a no contest. If it is the first half Bills, then this game will be a contest, but I still think even that Bills team can beat this Panthers team.
Yeah, I think it all goes down on what Dable and McDermott do with the game plan with Allen. Because, I mean, Panthers play one of the highest rates of man-to-man coverage in the league.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that Davis, Beasley, Diggs are all really quick-footed, and the way to neutralize and how they've actually managed to opposition offenses to Panthers have actually managed to slow Reddick and Brian Burns down is using play action fakes, getting the ball out faster, and obviously extra blocks in there, which is going to be hard with what we've got at the moment. But if they can stop Allen from really running and designing more scrambles for him and quarterback plays to keep him healthier for the Patriots game, then the quick intermediate routes, try and get the running backs to run a bit more and just put pressure on the on Walker and Newton. They will be pretty much these keys. For mm-hmm. it, especially for the offense on there, and
yeah, I'm fine with Allen leading the team in rushing. Like, the best thing that I see them doing
Would you this week, knowing that he's come back off of a foot injury, he hasn't during in training camp when the open media part, he hasn't been doing seven step drops and all that. Would you be happy with him leading the rushing this week compared to and then him potentially aggravating an injury going into the Patriots next week, or just have him do the occasional scramble, continue actually just doing the passing, and then actually have him a little bit more healthier for the Patriots game, which is going to be the most important game of this final four stretch.
Of course, it all comes down to, you know, is it necessary? You know, I wouldn't come out in the first quarter and start running Allen like crazy. I don't like the designed Allen run. I like the Allen scramble a lot more. I would tell him, if you don't see a pass, then just run. But if I'm Dable, I'm not calling a designed run. Obviously, next week is more important, but, you know, one game at a time. If Allen is healthy completely for this game, then go ahead and do your thing.
Yeah.
If it's not necessary, if we're running Allen up 10 in the third quarter, then I think that's unnecessary.
I mean, the one other thing that we really need to talk about is Gabe Davis. I mean, Sanders is out.
Yeah,
we're here for the game. So hopefully, they can get Gabe Davis more time. And with they've got Stephon Gilmore, who's the other cornerback they have, who's probably going to take out. Davis is going to be under the radar, because Diggs is probably going to be covered by Gilmore.
Mm-hmm.
You know that he can break that on there, which means that Davis is going to have a lot more opportunity this season. Sanders has played 76.5% of all offensive snaps, had 40 receptions for 606 yards and 4 touchdowns, and a catch percentage of 61.5%. Davis has only played 41.2% of snaps, caught 24 passes for 385 yards and four touchdowns with a catch percentage of 63.2%. The last seven games, Sanders has had 16 catches for 193 yards, no touchdowns. And Davis, in the same period, 18 catches for 281 yards and three touchdowns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, no one needs to convince me that Gabe Davis needs more targets.
They need to give him, they need to let him loose. I think this was pretty much the season, even when they brought Sanders in, this should have been the season that they used Davis a little bit more. I think we're seeing now a guy, him and Diggs, leading these receiving core for at least the next 3-4 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, so. Absolutely. So looking at that Carolina secondary, we're looking at A.J. Boye, Dante Jackson with 10 pass defends on the year, and Jeremy Chinn at safety. So, I mean, they have guys to match up with our guys. I think this might be a Dawson Knox game. You know, I'm really not at all worried about what they have going on at linebacker. So,
yeah. So
there's matchups to exploit. Absolutely. It's just with what we do with Gabe Davis, is Allen going to have enough time to get him the ball? And that's probably what I worry about the most.
Yeah.
That's why I think it's more of a Beasley Knox game than this would be a Gabe Davis game.
That's true. I mean, you're looking at, what was it? They don't know who they're going to put at left tackle. They may swing Brown on there because he did it in training camp. Botka go left guard, Moore center, Feliciano right guard, and Williams right tackle. I think that's probably the strongest five that we could actually put out.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be the first opportunity to see Spencer Brown on the other side. So let's see if he can handle that. It's a different ball game on the other side of the field, so we'll see.
So you've gone for, what did you say you went for, 17?
I got 17-10.
That's 17-10. I'm expecting big. I'm thinking that we can. Mainly it's going to be because of the turnovers and put us in good field position, maybe the odd pick six here and there. I actually think it's going to be something like 20. Why should I go big? 20s or low 20s? I'm going to go like 27. Huh? 27-10.
Okay.
I think, yeah, I'm really,
I mean, honestly, if Carolina gets more than 13, then we have all the right to be upset.
Yeah, I think if we can get out, if we can do what we should have done most times this season, get out to a fast start and make the Panthers play catch up. We know without McCaffrey and this passing game of the Panthers, really we can actually suffocate them a lot more and maybe even cause more issues. So I think we've got a key to, on defense, play quick, play hard and offense, obviously get the ball out quickly and actually exploit any potential matchups. So
absolutely. Sounds good.
So any last thing before you sign off and finish off all those custard creams?
Well, let's hope that nobody else gets COVID before kickoff, because this game could change dramatically if anything else happens. So, you know, knock wood and whatever other superstitious thing you could think of.
So on that note, it's keep liking, subscribing, following, leaving reviews, spreading the word at UK_Bills, at RWBB_podcast on Twitter, Buffalo Bills UK on Facebook, YouTube, UK_Bills on Instagram. Spread the word. Have a good Sunday. Let's hope for a win. And for Alex, it's Matt saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Thank you for listening. And let's go, Buffalo Bills.
Go, Bills.
Yeah, no, no, no. You don't know anything about heart. You don't know anything about work. No. Huh? That's who we are.
Bills on three. 1, 2, 3.